堂听 class.com。
From the BBC World Service in London, the news at 3 o'clock GMT for BBC News Online.
Syrian troops in Lebanon have begun to move to eastern areas of the country as part of a pullback plan. The Lebanese and Syrian leaders meeting in the Syrian capital Damascus agreed on an initial redeployment of forces, but said details of a full withdrawal would not be decided until next month. Barbara Plett reports from Damascus.
Syrian troops in Lebanon have begun to move from their mountain positions around Beirut. These were the first signs of the military withdrawal pledged by the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad.After he met Lebanese leaders in Damascus, it was announced that all the troops would redeploy to the Bekaa Valley in the east of Lebanon by the end of the month. After that, a decision would be taken as to when they would leave the country in line with UN resolutions. Both the American administration and the Lebanese opposition said this wasn't enough. They had been demanding a clear timetable for a complete withdrawal.
President Bush has nominated a former arms control official, John Bolton, as the new United States ambassador to the United Nations. Mr. Bolton has a reputation as an outspoken critic of the UN, but the US administration insists he is committed to the organization's future. Mr. Bolton, seen as a leading hardliner on Iran, Iraq, and North Korea, also stressed his commitment to multilateralism.
My record over many years demonstrates clear support.For effective multilateral diplomacy, whether it be the Proliferation Security Initiative, the G8 Global Partnership, or adopting UN resolutions, working closely with others is essential to ensuring a safer world.
For the first time, China has outlined the terms of a proposed anti-secession law which would allow it to use force to prevent Taiwan from seceding. Reading out the draft law in Parliament, the legislator Wang Jiaguo said such means would be used only as a last resort should all peaceful efforts for reunification fail. From Beijing, here's Louisa Lim.
China's controversial anti-secession bill has been shrouded in secrecy for months.Now the first details have been released to the Parliament by one of the body's vice-chairman, Wang Jiaguo. But those seeking clarity will be disappointed, as the explanations on the legislation were both brief and vague. The draft law allows China to use non-peaceful means against Taiwan as a last resort. It said action would be used if Taiwan should secede from China or if all possibilities for peaceful reunification fail.But Mr. Wang didn't spell out exactly what developments might trigger Chinese military action.
You're listening to the news from the BBC. The United Nations chief Kofi Annan has called on the Security Council to move faster to confront the crisis in Sudan and says more international troops are needed to halt the violence in Darfur.He was speaking after summoning the 15 ambassadors on the council to his office to urge them to break the deadlock over a new resolution on Sudan.The government of the Dominican Republic has promised to find out what caused a fire at a prison on Monday which killed at least 133 inmates and injured dozens more. Police say the fire broke out in the Igwe prison following clashes between rival gangs of prisoners. Claire Marshall reports.
The fire in the main prison of the town of Higue in the Eastern Dominican Republic started just after midnight local time and swiftly turned into a deadly blaze.Local firefighters were unable to bring it under control themselves and had to call for reinforcements from neighboring states. At least 140 inmates were killed by the flames and smoke. A local fire brigade spokesman said it appeared that the fire had started after a fight broke out between two rival gangs inside the prison. It's thought that inmates had then started rioting, setting fire to the pillows and sheets in their cells.
The Kuwaiti Prime Minister Sheikh Sabah al-Ahmad al-Sabah has said the government remains hopeful Parliament will agree to give political rights to women, despite the continuing opposition of many Islamist legislators. He was speaking after the Assembly rejected an amendment to a draft law on municipal elections that would have given women the right to vote and to stand at local level. Sheikh Sabah said he was sure the rejection did not signal a similar opposition to the government's proposed overall law on women's political rights.As the session was taking place, several hundred Kuwaiti women activists demonstrated outside the Parliament building, demanding the right to vote. The Turkish Environment Ministry has ordered that Latin animal names with Kurdish and Armenian references should be changed, arguing that they threaten Turkish unity. The ministry has announced alterations to the names of three species, the red fox, wild sheep, and roe deer. Turkish officials accused academics of using the names to argue that Armenians or Kurds had lived in the areas where the animals were found. BBC News.